I'm going to trade you. I'm going to give you that back, and you give me that back, all right?
Yes, thank you.
And if you can go back up to the...
Yes, I will.
And I think I need to swear you in, so...
I thought I did.
I think I got your name, but I don't know if I swore you in.
I have my hand on the Bible.
Mr. Chairman said...
I don't believe so.
The chairman didn't hear you get sworn in, so I'm going to swear you in.
Okay, let's do it again. I'm Daryl Hill.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so I think I pretty much said everything I wanted to say, but there's somebody else that wants to ask some questions or have something to say on it.
Okay.
And then we'll have to decide on, or I'll have to decide what I want to do in, along with them.
Okay.
We may change what we had voted.
Okay.
Okay?
Kathy?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Kathleen Cordry, 6489 Pleasant Drive.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
My question is, if we allow the variance to go through, and they say that they're not going to do anything with those chicken houses, but after everything goes through, they decide, oh, we want to build bigger chicken houses closer to the line. What's stopping that?
So if the applicant wanted to tear down any of those chicken houses and put a new one up, they would either have to bring it into compliance with the code, which means they have to meet the separation and setback requirements, or they would have to obtain a variance, in which case we'd have a hearing for the new structure.
So he's already getting a variance and need to do that?
He's getting a variance for the ones that he's proposing to obtain a variance for the ones that are existing.
Okay,
not
so if he wants to do more, then we'll get noticed that he's
correct.
Trying to build more chicken
correct.
Houses or bigger yep. chicken houses.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that was my
if
question because that's yeah. why
if it,
I don't
if it requires a variance, if he were to construct one that does not need a variance, if it met setback and separation distance requirements, then we would not have a public hearing and you would not get notice of that.
But does the variance allow him to do that now?
No, this is only for the structures that are on the property now.
So, but once he has, I know what you're saying. There's the ones that are on the property now, and we're giving him a variance, okay, to subdivide whatever he wants to subdivide. But later on, what's going to stop him from, say, already we got the variance, we're closer to, you know, we don't have to be 200 feet away.
He can't use an existing variance for a proposed structure.
I'm sorry.
He cannot use an existing variance for a proposed structure.
Okay, so he would have to get another
structure.
One?
Correct. He'd okay. have to come back for another public hearing if it needed a variance. If it was something that, let's say he tears all four of them down
mm-hmm.
and wants to put new poultry houses up.
Right.
If he were able to construct those poultry houses such that they met separation and setback requirements, he may not need a variance. Now, if he were to build them and say, hey, I'm going to be too close to the property line, I need a variance, he'll have to come back here for that.
So don't he already have it, though?
He would not. He would only have it for the existing ones, not any new ones. And if he were to add on to any of the existing ones, and he would need a variance for the additions as well.
Okay.
So.
Hello.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Eugenia Burrell, 6505 Pleasant Drive. My voice has got to go.
Sorry.
Pleasant Drive. I live in the Townsend area.
Okay. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the
yes,
truth?
Sir.
Thank you.
Well, I just wanted to come and say we're here. Well, I'm here. My husband's at home. He's at the dentist, but I didn't quite understand. And I'm glad you guys explained it to me better, because I really won the game. But I came just to know exactly, because I'm right behind the chicken. I see the horses and everything, and the chicken house. But they're way up the front, I believe. The chicken house is right way up the front.
About halfway
up the front. So if they're not moving them, it's no issue to me. You know, I just moved the... It's no issue to me, as long as it's not back at the house where I live, you know. So I'm fine with it. I'm just being honest.
Thank you.
It's their property. So that's where I stand at that.
Thank you.
You had raised your hand in opposition.
But I changed my mind now.
So are you in support, or you kind of?
Well, I just said, long as it don't affect me at my back of my house. Long as I ain't got to smell them. But they're not moving them. That's what I'm saying. They're not moving them.
They're not moving them.
And that's what it wasn't explained to me. If they're not moving, I have no issue. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Kathy Dykes. I live at 2565 Pleasant Drive. And my question.
And do you swear or affirm any of the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely. Sorry Thank about you. That. My question is, for future references, if they would decide to do anything, we all live in a development, North Townsend 2, and it's of about 62 homes.
72.
Sorry. My husband said 72, and he's right. He's correct. And there were only 3 notices that were sent out. So if there ever was anything, could we all be notified? Because as
so
we
ma'am,
just...
So, our rules in the county code prescribe the method upon which we're to notify neighbors, and there's a certain distance from property lines.
I understand.
Lines. So the staff does it from that. They send direct notices to those within a certain radius of the property line. There's also notices published in the newspaper as well as online. But we typically don't expand beyond that because we stick to the strict parameters of what's in our rules and our code as far as who gets notice of that.
Okay.
That's what the courts have required us to do.
Right. Okay. It's just that we didn't really know what was going on till the last minute, and I think that's where a lot of the confusion was. So, thank you.
In the future, the postcard that you received does have the office number to planning and zoning, as well as information about the public hearing. You can always feel free to call our office, and we will do more than we have to facilitate that application to you to provide the information.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you all.
Is there anyone else in opposition to this case? Would you like to come forward?
My name is Annie Adkins. I live at 6453 Pleasant Drive, Laurel, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I am still in opposition, not because I begrudge him to do what he wants with his property, but I've lived in Sussex County for 47 years, and I've seen over time that the poultry industry is obviously a very big money maker here. But I have seen also in the development of different neighborhoods that a lot of times the small guy is pushed aside. My husband and I lived 4.5 miles away from this neighborhood in Hollywood Park near the airport, near Laurel Airport. And so from 2009 and 2018, I would drive around, we would drive around this, you know, old Sharptown Road and in the development everywhere, just to make sure we could find a lot that they didn't have any chicken houses. Now, I'm not saying that there's not some down the road, because I understand there's plenty of down the road. But we were trying to find that perfect lot so that we didn't have to smell the chickens and didn't have to put up with the chicken manure. Anyhow, so even in 2018, when we did buy our lot, we spent another 3 years before we actually started building just to make sure that this development was going to work out in our favor. And it has been very pleasant. It's very pleasant out there. My concern is, now I know that we cannot predict the future, but my concern is if he were to sell that little house, which is fine, there's a big plot of land between those chicken houses and the next property right there, the one just above it. Yes, Okay. So what we see a lot on the Eastern Shore that people are complaining about are these mega chicken farms. So I don't know if he has any plans to ruin that. All I'm asking is that you would consider us the small property owner who is trying to get away from the chicken houses. I just don't know what else to say, but I just hope that you would deny it for our sake. We're only 73 houses of families right now, but it's a very nice neighborhood. A lot of us are retirees. There are some families, but we just have a nice, quiet neighborhood. And so far, we've only been there a year, but so far the smell from the chicken houses has not been too bad, although we do have a lot of flies. So I don't know if that has anything to do with the manure or not. But anyhow, I'm just asking you for the small guy that you would deny it.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition to this case? I was asking if there's anyone else that would like to speak in opposition to this case.
I'll keep it short. I think the main concern here is that,
That's all right. Name, address, for person, please.
Don Dykes. I'm at 6525 Pleasant Drive, Laurel, Delaware, 19956.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
I think this concern is that when this is totally done, I think it is 72 homes will be in there, and we're only probably about five short of being to that 72. There may be the lots, some of those lots they're clear, they could be sold. I'm not sure of that. I don't have that information. But however, I think the whole thing is that I know for myself, and a lot of the folks that I've met and talked with, this is a life investment. And it's our values. I mean, we put everything into it. And I love farmers. I've loved chicken. But we all know there's now you have to let people know that there might be a smell if you come in Sussex County. And I've lived here all my life, so I understand it. So I think the thing is, and I am against this, accepting this. I hope you vote no. Not because I've had anything against these gentlemen, but I'm looking at what I've invested, and I know if somehow, some way, more come, we're going to be dead dog. We go to try to sell our homes. And I dare say there's probably anybody here would want a chicken house right in their backyard, 100 feet or 600 feet. So I'm against it. I hope you'll consider that all these that showed up here tonight, but everyone in there, this is their life investment. I've retired, so I hope you take that in consideration. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, sir. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition to this case? If you'd like to come.
Do I have to swear again? I am opposed to it. Because I know you said there's the variances and stuff and it can't be broken, but I know rules and regulations can change. And once the variance is in place, it's in place. And I just don't feel comfortable with it. I mean, I just think that they'll have a better chance of later on doing something because, you know, we gave them that variance. So I am opposed to it. And I also have a nice home. I went to the neighborhood because there was no pollution in the area, and I just feel like it's really going to affect the value of our homes.
Go ahead,
Mr. Sharp. Just before we move, I know we had raised hands before, and there were 16 that we counted in opposition. I know at least one has withdrawn her opposition. Appears a couple of you still are opposed. Just for the record, so we have an idea, how many of you are remain in opposition to the application based on what we've been heard. So, so I count eight.
I don't think they understand what y'all understand what you're saying.
We understand.
They understand?
Yes, ma'am.
No, right. Doug, you're right. It's a clear opinion.
Okay.
So we're down to eight operators.
Yep. Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12823 for Yong J. Park?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions from the board?
Just a point of clarification. What we're voting on is the subdivision of the property, correct?
That's correct. And basically, the fact it's being subdivided makes those other structures we have to give variances for them that are already there, as Ms. Norwood noted in her wrap-up earlier.
Understood. Thank you.
At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12823 for Mr. Yong J. Park and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12823 for the requested variance pending a final written decision for the subdivision. This property's been in existence since the 80s. Nothing changes. It's not for new buildings. It's for what is exactly there. So I don't think the variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood because it's already been there for 40 years, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I, too. So, sir, with a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn?
So moved.